Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of Cutting the Curd is brought to you by Comté Cheese Association. Comté, an iconic cheese from the Jura Mountains of France, favored by cheesemongers and cheese lovers all over the world. Find out more at comté-usa.com. That's comté-usa.com.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here and to give you some information about me and the situation with cheesemaking in Ukraine now. My name is Olga Ternitska, and I'm from Ukraine. Last 3 years I live in Kyiv, but actually live in other region more, in Odessa, also in Lugansk region a little bit, and there I also make cheeses. So my profession is cheesemaker, and one more thing what I do, I'm also fromagier. It's some special unique profession in Ukraine, not so popularized, for example, in France, but I'm also propose for people try some types of cheeses and how to combine it with wine, how to cut it, how to choose cheese, what you taste, and it will be more suit for you. And also, I'm specializing of natural cheeses, what was produced with raw milk.
Hello, everyone. I am Carlos Vescas, and this is a special episode on the situation in Ukraine for cheese producers. We just heard from Olga, a Ukrainian cheesemaker now in refuge in Poland. Over the past couple of weeks, I have also talked to Oskana Chernova, who many of you know, as she represents Ukraine in the Supreme Jury of the World Cheese Awards.
Hi, my name is Oksana Chernova. I am a cheese expert at the Procheese Academy in Ukraine and creator of an education program for cheesemongers and cheese sommelier. I am from Kyiv, Ukraine, but now I'm living in Bratislava with my children, and we are now in safety.
Today, we will hear from Olga and Oksana, as well as from Andrei and Alexander. They recorded their answers to my questions using their mobile phones, because we were not able to establish a secure online connection for us to talk. The war has disrupted telephone and internet services in their country.
Hello, my name is Oleksandr Ukrainets, director of the Milkmaster factory. I was born in and I currently reside in Kyiv. I work in Blagoveshchensk city in the region of Kirovograd, where the factory is located.
Hello, my name is Andriy Kulik. I worked as an accountant and auditor for many years. For the last 3 years, I have been a cheesemaker.
I was born in Kharkiv. Now I'm staying in the city. My family, wife and children, have temporarily moved abroad to Europe.
To start the conversation, I asked them to tell me about their favorite Ukrainian cheese. And here's what they had to say. We will hear now from the Milkmaster, Oksana, Alexander, and Olga.
I really like fresh cheeses. My favorite one, of course, is mozzarella ball, which is produced from pasteurized cow milk. We produce this type of mozzarella at our Milkmaster factory. I love consuming it with a super simple way in salads. My wife also cooks amazing pizzas with said mozzarella.
Oh, favorite cheese? It's a little bit difficult question, but one of my favorite Ukrainian cheese is Gusurska Brinza. It's a fresh, relatively salty cheese, which is made from raw sheep milk at the high altitude in the Carpathian Mountains. The sheep are milked by hand, and the milk is filtered through spruce branches. The easiest way to consume it, like it's spread it on bread. However, the most popular dish made with the cheese, vareniki with brinza.
I produce more than 20 types of cheeses and more than 5 types of sour milk products in my cheese workshop. I usually use softly pasteurized milk for the preparation. My wife Katerina and I carefully select the whole range of cheese based on our taste of our customers and then slowly improve the recipes. It is difficult for me to choose the favorite one because each cheese has its place, time, and mood for consumption. If we talk about the cheese that is most often present on my table, it is pasta ferrata cheeses. I really like working with this type of cheese in the whole range. Mozzarella, sulunguni, stracciatella, burrata, cochocavallo, cecchil, and others.
Ukrainian cheesemaking is not so ancient as in other European countries. There are many young cheeses in Ukraine, and also, if you ask me what most favorite cheese for me, maybe I can tell you several types of cheeses. First of one, of course, it's our most ancient cheese, brinza. It's young cheese from goat or part goat and part sheep milk. It's very salty and it can be saved more than half a year, but in the same time it is fresh cheese, so it made like tvorog, and then to add many quantity of salt. That cheese was most popular in Ukraine, maybe. But if you ask me about modern farm cheese, I can tell you that it's Narcis Carpat. It's cheese from west of Ukraine and in region Zakarpatska Oblast, in Hust, there is one cheese makery that is most ancient in Ukraine from modern cheese makers. It's more than 25 years, and they made cheese. One goat of it is 12 kilo, and this cheese had natural color and made from cow milk and can be 10-12 months before they cut it and sell it for two people.
Olga shared with me her journey in cheese, including her connection to David Asher and her interest in natural cheese making, as well as her worry for other cheesemakers in the country still there.
My cheese history is very long. I started interested in cheese 10 years ago and tried to make it at home. First, I decided to make very difficult cheese because I like difficulties, and for me it was an interesting adventure. And I made first Camembert, and I made it just at home, take good qualified milk and use bacteria that I can find. Every day I come to fridge, look how it is, what had happened. For me, it was so interesting, so excited process that I start to make cheeses at home. During this period, I'm working like a journalist and work in Cook magazine. I start to give my cheeses to my friends, to some chief from restaurant, and they start propose me to work with cheeses and start to make it for restaurant. And then I find one owner of a restaurant who propose me to make some cheese makery place and making fresh goat cheese from to him to their restaurants, and it was a little bit for me difficult first, but it was a long time ago. So I start to make cheeses and start to teach how to do it, all details of process, and also have some possibility to be a pupil from David Asher, who was invited in Ukraine, and also been in Litva and Latvia, and study there cheese making, then I made in Ukraine several types of cheese making places, working with pasteurized milk, with raw milk, and in some period understood that people in Ukraine do not know anything about natural cheeses, and I start to teach people to understand how to understand cheeses, and start to make master classes for people how to choose cheese, how to cut cheese, how to save it at home, how to save it if you're working in kitchen. And then decided to make it more bigger and start to teach some people in restaurants, who work in restaurants, how to use cheeses in different types of dishes. Then I made my own store of farm craft Ukraine cheeses, and I have there more than 90 unique cheeses from all over of Ukraine. So that's why I have connection with many Ukrainian cheesemakers, and I know most of them, and also looking what had happened with some different types of farms now. And for me, it's very important to be sure that people who live in during this war can be safe and can have opportunity to make cheeses more, and to have opportunity where to sell these cheeses. Last year, when I lived in Kyiv, I have my own restaurant and also provide there some cheese degustation and compare cheeses and have some special degustations, cheese and wine, beer and cheese and so on. So when I was in Kyiv before, I plan to make everything that Ukrainian cheese was most popular, and try to make my restaurant more popular, and also to provide some new ideas here, and think that I continue to make cheeses and make degustation here. Of course, now my plans are changed, and I must go away from Kyiv, and also my restaurant is closed now, and I don't know where and how I can find possibility to make this work again. I think this war ruined many lives, and also now I can continue my profession and my special plans that I have for about me and my restaurant here, because in Kyiv no possible to work and no possible to continue provide some new trends with cheese making, and also I can say that no possible to buy good farm cheeses because it's no connection from other region. You cannot go just by car and take it because it's dangerous here. And also I want to say that many Ukrainian cheesemakers have problems now with some providing and how to sell cheeses, where to sell it, how to make new cheeses, and also have a problem with bacteria, with rennet, because they cannot buy it anywhere because many stores who working with it closed now. And I can say that many cheesemakers really hero, and they stay in dangerous region with animals.
For now, Olga is planning to stay in Poland and has started working in a farm and planning to start making cheese again soon. She hopes to go back one day to Ukraine, but for right now, she's trying to stay safe.
What about me? I plan stay in Poland and make cheeses there. And also people from Poland are very kind and help me to find a place where I can do it. And now yeah, I'm working on farm Nidza local. It's near Verkhovitska Druga. And we also plan to make some school from to Poland, chefs of restaurant, and for people who want to know something more about natural cheeses and who want to take part in degustation. If you are in Poland or travel or want to visit me or want to connect me, you also can find me on Facebook or Instagram. I think here in podcast you will see my Instagram. You can free connect me and I will tell you more about situation in Ukraine or show what types of cheeses I made now. Now people in Ukraine need support. Unfortunately, but we have a very difficult situation in our country, and many volunteers from Poland and other countries come help us, and we all waiting when it stopped, because it's a very horrible thing with this war, and we want to come back and want working in Ukraine, want to graduate our country, of course, and graduate Ukrainian cheesemaker when it will be possible. Thank you so much for attention. And pre-contact me if you're interested more about something of Ukrainian cheesemaker or some more details of this situation.
This episode of Cutting the Curd is brought to you by Conte Cheese Association. Conte Cheese Association represents the Conte PDO, Conte Protected Designation of Origin, in the USA. Conte is a raw milk cooked pressed cheese from the Jura Mountains of France. There, every day, 2,500 family farms deliver milk to over 150 local cheesemaking facilities, or fruitiers. This milk must be transformed into Comté within 24 hours of milking to preserve the lactic microflora in the milk, ensuring the cheese's aromatic potential. About 105 gallons of milk are required to craft a single wheel of Comté. Comté takes time to acquire its flavors in the affinage cellars. After 8 months of aging by dedicated affineur on average, each wheel of Comté is graded and shipped to market. No wheel of Comté is the same. Its flavors speak to the pastures where the cows grazed, the season in which it was made, the particular craftsmanship of the cheesemaker, and the time spent in the aging cellar. Therefore, every wheel of Comté is unique. Learn more about Comté, an iconic cheese from the Jura Mountains of France, favored by cheesemongers and cheese lovers all over the world. Find out more at comté-usa.com. That's comté-usa.com.
Maybe you heard that there were plans for Ukraine to host the World Cheese Awards this year. A key player in bringing the awards to Eastern Europe is Oksana. I asked her about her plans for this year before the war started.
Before the war, I had grandiose plans for this upcoming year. Firstly, we were planning to organize and host the World Cheese Awards for the first time in Eastern Europe. We wanted to invite numerous cheesemakers from around the globe and show them how beautiful and flourishing our country is. But most important, how much potential it has for developing artisan cheesemaking. Moreover, we were also planning to host our second annual Ukrainian festival, Pro Cheese Awards, within which we chosen the best Ukrainian cheese as well as the best cheese sommelier and cheesemongers.
She wasn't the only one with big plans for 2022. Both the Milkmaster and Andre had big plans for their companies. Let's hear from them now.
We are planning to launch a new product line which include cream cheeses and smoked mozzarella, as well as a new wide range product line with our new Lel.
Our ambition for the year 2022 was to grow our production by 10 times. To achieve this goal, we should find a bigger location, implement the requirements for HACCP, increase staff, and look for alternative milk suppliers in new markets. We plan to sign a contract with a retail chain in Kharkiv by the end of February. Now we are on pause, but we will definitely return to realization of our plans after the war.
As we all know, the cheese community is very close everywhere, and Ukraine is no exception. So I asked them if they have heard from other cheesemakers in the industry. Here is what they had to say.
Over the past weeks, we have gotten in contact with many cheesemakers, and the main issues that they are currently facing are the problems that came up due to the fact that they are located in a currently occupied territory. They were forced to stop working because there are no meal deliveries, and there are also those that have been forced to relocate. For example, one farmer from the Kharkiv region has completely shut down his production due to the fact that his farm was bombed by an airstrike from the Russian army. But thank God, there are some regions where is more or less calm, and cheesemakers that are there at the moment have been start making cheese based on a natural rennet. I think you understand they are made from dried intestines of calves and goats. This is also because the deliveries of rennet and starters are currently unstable now.
A lot of cheese factories in Kharkov have closed. They're facing problems with logistical links between milk suppliers and cheesemakers. There's also a problem with the supply of enzyme and fermentation agents because many suppliers have left the city. The same applies to supplies of other goods, from cheese, spices and herbs to equipment and more. Those cheesemakers who have found the opportunity to continue working produce mainly cheese that don't require maturation. Now we have to build new supply chains in the B2B segment because online sales are currently not possible.
Milk distributors are facing problems with realizing the raw material. We have been contacted by many milk producers who have never worked with us prior and sent a request for us to process the milk. Of course, we meet them in the middle from the first day of war. We have accepted and processed the remains of the raw milk. The main goal at the time was not working for profit, but rather supporting each other and maintaining the factory to keep functioning. Many production plants have been closed due to ongoing military action. For example, Lactalis Ukraine was forced to shut down 2 out of 3 of their production plants due to the damage they have attained from the bombing of the Russian army.
I also asked Oksana, what were the most immediate needs of cheesemakers in Ukraine today? I asked Andrei the same question, and also what are the steps ahead? Here is what they had to say.
Of course, apart from the peace, all cheesemakers in Ukraine want to be in safety. Their most urgent needs at the moment are to renew the landscape where their animals can graze, to have more stable deliveries and rent and starters to make their cheese, and of course, reliable logistics. Each one of us sincerely believes that the most important factor of all is obtaining victory. In order for everyone to be able to get back into doing that they love the most with the clear sky above our head. And I want to say all people who listen to me, thank you that listening. And after the war, all of us invite to visit Ukraine. Thank you. Everything will be peace.
We are facing a multitude of problems. Some appeared before the war, some appeared during it. Among them is the quality of milk, which is the basis for good quality cheese. We have a lack of milk and supply chains. Second problem being the promotion of Ukrainian craft cheeses in Ukraine and abroad. Third biggest problem is the logistics and distribution issues. Now we need to make special points of sale to make available the artisan cheese to the customer. The fourth problem being the lack of state or regional authorities which are able to support it with preferential lending, taxation, assistance in land allocation and financing. At the beginning of the war, the state had already taken some steps in this direction. And the last problem being updating the legal framework in the field of milk processing and simplifying the requirements for small producers.
In the notes for this show, I will include their Instagram accounts. Since we collected these answers, some things have changed, but a lot of things remain uncertain. I know that many in the industry are asking how they can help. We heard that rent and other supplies are missing. I have contacted people in Ukraine to see how we could get those materials to cheesemakers, but it is not clear yet how we can directly help. For now, I will recommend donations to the World Central Kitchen to support refugees fleeing the conflict. Cheesemakers are resilient, but so many in Ukraine face an uncertain future. I thank you for listening, and please stay safe.
Cutting the Curd is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can also find us at facebook.com/heritageradionetwork. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Subscribe to the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join the HRN family by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.